This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Wow, it's already December 3rd, 2017. Less than a month left in the first year of the rebirth of America, the rebirth of populism, the rebirth of free market, the rebirth of optimism, and the death of global corrupt government accelerating across the planet. But the swamp creatures are fighting back with fake news and disinformation. And they're beating the drum for civil war and the overthrow of Trump and the arrest of conservatives en masse. We've got clips of that from mainstream news coming up today. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, and just incredible news here. The moment I saw the headlines Friday morning about Flynn was ordered by Trump to make contact with the Russians, and then I began to read the ABC News report, I went, wait a minute. These transcripts from intercepts have been alluded to before from December of last year when he was the incoming president-elect. And I said on air, I said, this is fake news. At 11 a.m. when I went live, I said, Drudge isn't fake. When I'm reading headlines off Drudge, he's just linking to the news. But I said, look at the headlines on Drudge. I said, that's fake. Flynn talked to them once he was the incoming national security advisor. And again, to bring Drudge into this, the media can always spin everything I say to cause infighting. I was saying, look at this ABC News headline. Look at these other headlines. This is fake news. But we ought to try to pull that up. It was either right at the first of the show, or it was like 6 or 7 minutes in. It's either in the first or second segment. I said, look at Drudge. And I said, look at those headlines. I said, those are fake. That is fake news. And I said, let me make the proviso. I'm saying, look at Drudge covering the fake news. I'm not saying Drudge is fake. Because again, the media takes everything and seizes on it and acts like, you know, we're infighting or something. That's really their game plan. And then, of course, it turned out it was fake because I followed all this in absolute detail. How they illegally surveilled President-elect Trump. And then they said, oh, watch out. We've got the surveillance proving you colluded with the Russians. And Trump went, really, without a warrant? And you demasked the information? And you leaked it to the news? That's multiple crimes. They went, oh, no, 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 we never did that. Once he was president-elect, they suddenly went, we never did that. We never said that. No one ever spied on you. That's insane. We had that whole controversy. So the minute I saw this, and it said intercepts, well, I remember the congressional hearings about the intercepts that came months ago. I remember all the reports, and they just hope you get confused in all the minutiae. And just tune out and just believe that, you know, Trump's been caught lying when it's all right there. They've already testified on the demasking. They've testified on the FISA court warrants they did get, a bunch of the stuff they didn't get. They just call it intercepts, monitoring, and then they go in and listen to it later. But if they didn't order direct wiretapping, as they call it, which is still monitoring, wiretapping is the old term, then they don't call it illegal surveillance just because you were being surveilled. Just it's all semantical manipulation. And so I knew as soon as I read the news, not just from ABC, but other big fake news outlets, that it was fake. Because they were talking about the intercepts that have already been in the news, they've already had hearings on under oath. And I was like, oh my God, they're recycling it, but just changing the date to 5 or 6 months previous to that in the middle of 2016, which is exactly what they did. And the stock market went down 350 plus points. It wasn't until after trading it went back up some. But ABC News suspends Brian Ross for fake bombshell story. Trump wants ABC sued over botched Russia story. I went then and read the indictment of Flynn. You ought to give him and Trump a medal trying to stop hot spots, trying to crush ISIS, trying to get Russia not to put sanctions on the U.S. I mean, they were hitting the ground running, doing a great job representing America. Hell, look at the stock market.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Front lines of the information war. It's already December 3rd, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here, as we are every Sunday evening, thanks to you and our affiliates and the good Lord above and the wonderful crew at Infowars.com and Newswars.com on radio stations and TV stations and growing lists across the country. I am your host, Alex Jones. I have spent months in the last year and a half looking at this whole Russia collusion canard. And I have spent last week and this weekend obsessively at least 10 hours since Friday, 10 solid hours reviewing the congressional record, reviewing the FBI investigation, the special counsel, all of it, reviewing the indictment of Flynn. And Flynn and Trump deserve service medals for how good they did coming in as the president-elect and national security advisor-elect, how good a job they were doing, how hard they were working. It's just unprecedented how they're representing America and getting things done, and the respect that China and Russia and Israel and Syria and all of them that they have in the NSA illegal surveillance of our president-elect that, again, they admitted they were doing. Once they got in trouble for it, they said they weren't doing. Obama, when he was outgoing, a lame duck. And then now they indict Flynn because they have total transcripts of what he said, and what he told the FBI wasn't exactly what was in the recorded transcript. If somebody asked me months after I talked to somebody for 30 minutes on the phone, word for word what I said, and then indicted me over one line? That is crazy. But then you read what the indictment is. It's, don't put sanctions on us, we'll put bigger ones on you, and the Russians didn't. And help us, give us the information on ISIS, we'll help you crush them. And we want a peace deal in Israel. They got the whole transcripts of just straight up what Trump does, and then that's the Russian collusion. I was in a grocery store yesterday, literally buying bananas for my baby daughter. She likes them, you know, ground up. And my son likes it too. He's 15, but I was getting bananas and some stuff. wife sent me out, and a guy comes over and goes, F you, Alex Jones, proof you're a Russian, Flynn, you're going down. The Russians were involved in the campaign. And as soon as I tried to talk to the guy, he ran off. Now, this is 24 hours or so after it had come out that this was all fake news. And that what they put out on ABC News about Flynn and Trump wasn't real. I mean, that's the whole other story. You read the indictment, you read everything, they've done nothing wrong. But then you look at what the FBI's done and what Mueller's done and what Comey's done and what Loretta Lynch has done. And, I mean, they are just like out of a comic book gangsters or something. It's like Sin City or something. I mean, they're so corrupt, you can't believe they're actually like caricatures from a gangster movie. And then Flynn and Trump are like Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, but also like pit bulls when it comes to fighting for America 18 hours a day, foaming at the mouth. I mean, they're so good and so dedicated. And there's new books coming out about Trump flipping out, about getting the tax cuts and screaming at people that we will get America back and throwing things and stuff. And they're like, that's bad, that he's like Mad Dog wanting to save the country. And then saying he's this Russian agent. It's incredible. So then Eddie Bravo, famous jiu-jitsu expert, good friend of mine, if I've known Eddie, Joe Rogan introduced me to him like 12, 14 years ago. So Eddie called up, wanted to go to dinner. I was glad. Took him out to dinner. Took a bunch of his black belts and, you know, world champion guys that were here for a tournament. Big UFC fighters. We went out to eat dinner. And they put us in a steakhouse, like 13 of us in this one room. And there was about another 10 or so people. We're talking 15, 20 feet away. It was a big room, but a big private side room. And the leftists, all with the kind of long-haired, rich guy, lobbyist types, I could see how they were looking at us when we came in. Well, then as they would go to the bathroom or come back, they'd stop by the table and say, F you, F all of you. And I'm sitting here with, like, you know, really tough UFC fighters, white guys, black guys, Hispanic guys. I mean, this is a rough crowd, is what I'm telling you. Imagine the nerve of these people. I'm sitting with a bunch of UFC fighters. There was one woman there, one of them's girlfriend. And I'm sitting there like a world champion jiu-jitsu guy. And they're walking by going, F you, and we're ignoring it. So a couple of them kind of stand over by the table and start saying it. And I had my security guy there, and he got up and went and got the manager and said, hey, you need to stop these people. But imagine the disconnect. I'm having dinner in a big room. These people are 15 feet away. They can't even hear me talking, and they want to come by and say F you at the head of the table directly to me. And all these guys are just ignoring this. But this is my life, folks. F you, Russian. Meanwhile, it's Mueller and the Clintons in bed with the Russians and selling out our uranium and killing criminal investigations. And you know what? I'm not going to slap any of these guys upside the head, but we later talked to the owner of the steakhouse. This is one of the only private-owned steakhouses in Austin. That's why I go there. He goes, yeah, no, those are big Democrat Party lobbyists. And I knew what they were when I saw them. They had like the pretty boy long hair. I'm not against long hair if you're a guy, but like the rich guy look, and like fancy clothes and jewelry on, and their wives all jewelry. And they were just over there talking crap at us, looking at us, hating us, and then coming over and saying F you repeatedly. And then walking off. F all of you. They have no idea who these guys are. Couple black guys and mainly Hispanic black belts and world champion jiu-jitsu people. It was me, Q, and my son that were white. Again, these are white liberals. They were all white. And they're walking over to a table of like some of the toughest guys in the country. Some of them are world champions, telling them, F you. And they're just like, what's going on? And they just ignore it because their alpha males are like, what? F all of you. You got some like 55-year-old wimp over a table of UFC fighter champions saying F all of you. I mean, I'm telling you, man, I'm in the grocery store with bananas and cherries in my hand and milk in the basket. And the dude runs over and gets right in my face and goes, F you, Russian traitor, and you and Flynn are going down. I just, they're scum, man. They are bigoted thugs like Nazi brown shirts who are looking for a fight. And they're not going to get one from me. They're not going to fool me into this. But when I come back, I'll get into all the evidence and all the facts. It's just They're crazy people. Because, I mean, let me tell you something. It's crazy to walk over to a tough-looking table of people and say, F you, and by the way, F all of you. And there's, like, black dudes going, what? You know, what? I mean, what happened to this country where they don't even know who these people are? Is going to the average Democrat soy boy, you know, isn't watching UFC. And I mean, I'm just sitting there dealing with this. And then when they all leave, like six of them were men, they kind of walk over by the door, you know, to go into the General Steakhouse and kind of stand there and look at us for a minute. So we just turn around like, what, are you really going to attack us? Plus, I got multiple guys packing heat. I'm packing heat. I got a bodyguard packing heat. That's a highly decorated soldier. I mean, these people are crazy, folks. And that's the whole archetype. It's just like they're picking a fight with America. They're picking a fight when they're a bunch of loser, beta male scum. And they're so pissed they thought they had this country and they don't. But when I come back, epic news. It's all blown up in their face. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the crazed left, the whole Hollywood NFL globalist combine that's had its foot on the neck of this country for decades, poisoning it, is panicking because America's coming back, the stock market's coming back, the industry's coming back, the factories are coming back, the energy prices are going down because the coal's coming back. They don't know what to do. And so they are bullying conservatives and Christians and libertarians all over this country, physically attacking people, getting in their face. Can you imagine what it's like to be President Trump and his family? Because I've experienced just a small part of the viciousness of the hate-filled left. And we have countless videos every week of our reporters in the streets of Austin, Texas, with just frothing leftists screaming and just hating and physically trying to attack and just unable to even finish sentences, just screaming F you. Because, again, these are deranged, programmed individuals that buy mainstream media. And that's why ABC thought they could get away with this on Friday. But because the public pointed it out, and because it was a major backlash, first they had a, quote, clarification at about 3 o'clock. 5 o'clock they had a correction. Now, let's be clear. ABC News had by 8 o'clock in the morning, just like I did, the indictment. That's when it went public, was 8 a.m. Because I was on the elliptical in the gym watching Fox News. It came out. Hemmer reported it. I pulled it up, started reading it. 8 a.m. And I saw the transcripts, how they were spying on him illegally. I thought, this is all old news. This is once he was president-elect. This is totally legal, totally normal. Like, he better be talking to the Russians, and everybody else has got nuclear weapons on a weekly basis or daily basis. And so then I get into the office, and I see the headlines. Flynn met with the Russians under the orders of Trump before he was even elected. And I went, I just read that indictment. So I just went on air and said, this is fake. And, of course, 7 hours later, they finally admitted it wasn't just a clarification. It was a correction. It was a lie. And this ABC News guy, he's the guy that said the Tea Party was behind the Aurora shooting with no evidence. The guy was a leftist. He's the same guy that lied about bentonite. Even the Bush administration said, this is not from Iraq. This is not from Iraq. Days later, he still says it's from Iraq. Ari Fleischer tweeted, even ABC News reporters said this guy's a liar. ABC News suspends Brian Ross after fake bombshell story. Totally fake. The bombshell was Trump lied. It's over. During the campaign, he talked to the Russians. That would be big. Trump said he never did. There's no evidence they did. There was some ballroom that Sessions was at with like 10,000 people at the RNC, and the Russians tried to meet with him. Of course the Russians tried. That's what goes on in D.C. But that's all they've got. Well, now there's this. ABC News suspends Brian Ross after fake bombshell story. Brian Ross, folks, knew it was fake. I read the 11-page or whatever it is indictment in full by the time I got to the office. I scanned over it and even shot a video in my garage Friday morning. I stopped working out, got off, shot a video talking about it. And that was illegal spying that did it, which has now been confirmed. But Brian Ross He's on ABC News hours later and throughout the day. And The View had it. And, oh, they had afternoon news shows that still went with it. I mean, look, when I was at the grocery store Saturday, F you, Russian spy, you and Flynn, you and Trump, you're all going down. F you. It's all true. Because they don't even want the truth, the average brainwashed so-called liberal. Because they're not liberals. They're like Hitlerian, crazed, gang member brown shirts. They just want to feel powerful and point their finger and go, there's the enemy, there's the bad guy, there's the Russian. Because they're the globalists, they're the outsiders, they're the ones that want to pull the country down. And they're pissed. Russia's pulled away from the globalists, it's Christian again, just like we're doing. And so, yes, there is Russian collusion in that Russia has escaped, we're escaping, they hate us the same. So, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, Trump wants ABC to be sued over botched Russia story by Brian Ross. Trump says hundreds of millions of dollars were lost when the stock market dropped more than 350 points. Actually, that's billions of dollars, Mr. Trump. So there you go. Anti-Trump FBI agent fired from Mueller probe relied on Russia dossier. That only got leaked by the Washington Post on Friday because they were already having the Inspector General of the Justice Department looking at how it's a bunch of Obama people in there. So Mueller's doing this because he knows it's zeroing in on him. Mueller killed the criminal investigation into Uranium One and was involved with the Russian companies getting money himself. Now, Congressman Nunes is moving forward, we're going to get to that in a moment, with contempt charges. Donald Trump, FBI's reputation worse in history, after James Comey and Peter Storch, how do you pronounce it? Here it is. Nunes draws up contempt citations after FBI Stonewall on Russia investigator demoted for anti-Trump text. Just frothing. Oh, and by the way, here's the best part. Guess what Mueller, we now learn, is relying on as his Bible, the BuzzFeed Hillary Peepeegate that is the biggest piece of fiction ever brought into modern politics. I mean, the whole thing is admittedly now total fraud, but they're just going with it. Matt Drudge zings Mueller probe. What is the punishment when the FBI lies to us? Remember trying to cover up Loretta Lynch? We have the emails now that have been released by the FBI last week. With Hillary's FBI saying, we got to cover this up. The press is going to learn she met with Bill Clinton when she's investigating him criminally. We are all going to get fired. This is an emergency. You want to read the entire emails. They're on Infowars.com. You can go read the FBI emails. They're on their website. There are a whole bunch of them saying, oh, my God. Was it that local SWAT cop? Or who was it? We need to make sure they never work again. We need to bring them in, it says in the emails. This isn't them more concerned with a leak than the crime. They're involved in the cover-up. Meanwhile, Donald Trump attacks FBI for destroying Michael Flynn's life by prosecuting him for Russia lies and asks why nothing happened to Crooked Hillary for the late-night Twitter storm. Again, Nunes blows up, threatens contempt of FBI Stonewall's house on Russia investigation. Demoted for anti-Trump bias. Report, FBI went after leaker and Clinton Lynch tarmac meeting, not the crime. That's right. And then here's the big story that I'm going to cover when we come back. That's been picked up by the New York Times, the Washington Times, the Washington Post, BuzzFeed, everybody. They're trying to imply that I'm calling for violence. I'm simply stating what's going to happen and what most experts agree is going to happen. That if they can't remove Trump with this made-up Russia garbage, they've been beating the drum for an assassination everywhere. And if they try that, it'll be a Pyrrhic victory and will blow up in their face. But they don't care. They're mad dogs that can't stop because they're used to being in power. We'll cover it all when we come back.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Before our eyes, the entire fake Russiagate narrative is imploding. And now, Congress is preparing criminal charges against multiple FBI Justice Department operatives that have been caught lying to Congress and caught stonewalling and more. Nunes draws up contempt citations after FBI stonewalled on Russia investigator demoted for anti-Trump texts. They're a pack of individuals, not just anti-Trump, but in bed with Russia, covering up Hillary's crimes. It's incredible. Now, If you type in Alex Jones on Google and click news, you'll see Washington Times, BuzzFeed, you name it, saying, look at what Alex Jones has said. And BuzzFeed goes, Jones is insane, and he claimed Democrats wanted to have an Antifa revolution, and that Democrats want to remove Trump, and that Democrats have been calling for killing cops, and they've been calling for a resistance and an uprising. It's totally insane. There's no such thing. And Jones claims the whole Russia thing's fake, even though it's all coming out fake. And then it just misrepresents, basically, like I'm the one calling for violence when I'm the one exposing that they're the ones pushing. I mean, full-page ads, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the L.A. Times, about Antifa uprisings and driving everyone from power. Can we pull up that clip? There's a couple this week from MSNBC where they call for arresting all Republicans after Trump's overthrown. I mean, this is what they're saying. But again, they want to just call for their people to be violent, but then tell us nothing's happening. Classic military maneuver. But what I said on Friday that got so much attention, there's a transcript that's pretty accurate, a few of the words are off, in the Washington Times, is that I've studied history, I've proven I make a lot of accurate predictions, like Trump was going to win, things like that, and even Keith Olbermann this week, when he quit his resistance show, said, we're going to overthrow Trump, there's going to be a civil war, and it's going to be horrible, but it's the best thing, we still got to do it. I mean, they're the ones saying it. They're going to overthrow the whole election, they hope, get rid of Trump, get rid of all the Republicans that were elected, and then, in their words, silence me, Matt Drudge, and others, Breitbart, you name it. I mean, I've played the congressional hearings in the last month, two different hearings, Armed Services and Intelligence Committees, where they say, we've been censoring Alex Jones. The congressman's like, good, you can do a better job. Like, sir, we were working at lunch to shut him down. You cannot make this up. So they're epically calling for tyranny. But then also, when you say, hey, that's not right, they go, shut up, you're crazy. They never have a rational debate by design to disempower you. That's why they do those tactics on purpose. But if you're already awake and self-confident, it doesn't work on you. But here's the bottom line. Trump is the most Americana president we've had in the last century. I've studied the presidents. Kennedy, Reagan, nothing compared to Trump. Total delivery. We just got the big tax cuts, if they don't kill it in conference, that are very good. NAFTA is being renegotiated. GATT, TPP was killed. Biggest stock market in history. Hundreds of billions of new jobs. 1.6 million new jobs. Best consumer confidence in modern history. I'm not going to go over the whole list and take the whole show. Common sense, removing power from the UN, transferring it back to the United States. I've got that coming up in the next segment. Really wholesome good things. I'm not going to go over all the accomplishments. You know them. And then you've got people that work for multinational corporations that had seized this country and were selling off its assets and admitting they were as part of a global system to make the nation states all weak and make the multinational combines all powerful. They've got the nerve to point at this president and then say that he's the traitor, he's the foreign power, he's the enemy of the country, when with his deeds, he is in a revolutionary way returning sovereignty back to our country. So, they killed Julius Caesar, who was incredibly popular with the people, but did make himself king. You weren't supposed to vote yourself king in the Senate. And they killed him. And it caused a Roman civil war and brought in the real tyranny. But you can study the whole history of it. And the people that killed Caesar were the ones that all got wiped out by Mark Antony and the rest of the folks. And it's happened everywhere else. You remove a popular leader that's delivering, and especially if they're elected, what the people know, you're not trying to get rid of him because he's a Russian. You're getting rid of him because you've seized control. You're the foreign multinational power. You're being kicked out. And Trump is about to be five times more popular globally than Putin. Putin's popular because he's a real leader. He took control of the country, kicked the foreigners out, the foreign controllers out, tried to right the country, and has fixed it to a great extent. And so he's messianic. Trump sees that. That's why he says, the only way I've been colluding with Russia is I like what Putin's been doing. We're going to model it after that and build our country up. And the same interests that have been trying to wreck Russia and control it are the same ones doing it to us, to the globalists. This is admitted. We've had top globalists on, Davos people, you name it. This is what's happening. Peter Thiel talks about it. This is the reality. And they think you're stupid and just try to have these games about it. But if they're dumb enough to kill the president or try to remove him with fake charges in an impeachment, all the bullying and conservatives being spit on and cops being shot in the back and veterans being treated like crap, the sleeping giant, the silent majority, is up, awake, and not backing down. And this isn't some bluff where I'm telling the Democrats and the globalists that they've been beaten so we look powerful and we look positive. You're led by a bunch of degenerate crones. You're led by Bill Clinton and Hillary and Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Michael Moore and Harvey Weinstein and the Podesta brothers? I mean, you're a joke. You aren't vibrant. You aren't strong. You aren't politically sexy. You aren't virile. You don't have the will. You don't have anything. And you think we're threatened by your threats? At a very animalistic level, I'm very excited about this. You want to get out of the way so we can rebuild the country and go forward towards the stars? That's great. I'll leave you alone. I'm not even looking for blood. I'm not looking for vengeance or to corner you. I want you to get out of the way. Get behind me, Satan. But if you want to go down the roads of war and civil war, throw me in that briar patch, baby. I was born and forged for that. And so are everybody else like me. You've taken our genteelness and our goodness and our steadfastness and our kindness for weakness, and that's not what it is. But there's something about psychopaths, sociopaths, borderline personality disorder, narcissist types. You never figure out you're not the top dog till you get your ass handed to you. You're a bunch of crazy, cross-eyed, bug-eyed betas who've hyped yourself up into thinking being a man is running everything and dominating everybody and having a bunch of poor people that come begging to you. A man turns loose the power of humanity and sits back and watches the children and grandchildren surpass them, and that's their strength. And you don't understand that, and you'll never understand that. But I've told you, if you do remove the president, which you don't have a good chance of doing, but you're trying, so you're probably going to try to kill him. If you do that, you haven't just reaped the wind, you've reaped the whirlwind. And it's important everybody understands that all of you that serve this system, most of you aren't even getting any power out of it. You just psychologically imagine that you're this superhero when you walk over and cuss at the Trump family on a public plane, or walk over to me and cuss at me at the grocery store, but you always run off in fear because you don't want the real confrontation. You want to go tell your friends you get it and have the symbol of it. But see, the image of having a war with us is not the actual action of it. See, notice when you get in my face, I don't run. See, it's always you that runs. You want to count coup and then run.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday...
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, if the globalists and all their little criminal cohorts want to manage a bunch of slaves who want feudalism, and they think they're going to kill the republic or kill the move towards nationalism, towards free market worldwide, they got another thing coming. And I want to hit a whole smattering of news right now, but Fernand Armandi, Democratic Party operative, was on MSNBC. So, since I mentioned it, I thought I'd just play the clip last week where he was, again, talking about how once we remove Trump, we're going to arrest all these Republicans. He didn't mean the blue blood Republicans. He means the Republicans that are libertarians that are taking the country back. Because you have to understand, they've been managing and selling the country off to China and all these other nations and individually becoming billionaires. Trump's making it competitive again where the people will get wealth if they work. I don't want to take any thunder away from Trump, but the globalists have artificially shut the country down. You just think China for 30-something years gets 10% growth rates every year and we can't have 2%? This was artificial. That's why Trump said you're going to get so sick of winning and winning and winning. And we're just now getting the engine fired up. That's why I'm so excited. We talked about the New World Order. We talked about globalism. We talked about these combines. The public woke up. The military woke up. all over the world it's happening. And I have Nigel Farage and these other leaders on, and they go, yeah, half our listeners are from your show. And I'm not bragging. I am humble before God that our voice, InfoWars, magnified by DrudgeReport.com and other great patriots, put out the talking points for the global revolution against the globalists. Okay, global's not bad. International's not bad. The international man's not bad. Globalism as a system is an authoritarian planetary system where they play nation states off against each other, and the globalists are exempt from what they're doing. And you've got all these wannabe arrogant people that want the money from the globalists. But why suddenly are these massive layoffs and sexual harassment firings happening with no evidence most of the time? They all knew about the harassment. Most of it's real. They're getting rid of the dead wood. The system didn't work. It's aborting. It's flushing. And every week that Trump hangs on is biblical. And the change just gets more insane and better. I've got the tax cuts here. Oh, but don't worry. They've got fake Gallup polls. The same Gallup poll that said he was going to lose by 15 points in the election. The same Gallup poll that samples 9 to 19 points more Democrats. They call 19% more Democrats in a poll and wonder why Trump's at 40%? It's a load of crap. They got caught lying. Now they just need to hope, just like ABC. Oh, 6 months before the election, Flynn met with the Russians under Trump's orders. It's all made up. They've got big emails out that they've gotten via the subpoenas, where it's like three-page emails going, yeah, the media's claiming that the Russians gave us the election. It's pure crap, but that's their plan. Oh, yeah, the Russians, you know, handed us the election, huh? They clip out, the Russians handed us the election. They put that on the news. White House lawyer, the Russians handed us the election. Edited it out of context, just like they do me. They say, I say the Earth's flat. Never said it. They say, I say we've got Mars bases. Never said it. Buzz Aldrin said it on my show. Probably just to make fun of me. The point is that they think you're stupid, and I know you're not. So since I mentioned it, here's the clip of Ferdinand Armandi. This is everywhere, calling for us to be arrested, congressional hearings calling for us to be censored. Then when I cover it, the corporate news runs it and says, I'm insane, imagining they want to arrest us. Here it is.
To help the American people is to vote them out and consider possibly afterwards locking them up, Joy.
I'm going to go to Caitlin on that. I'm sure Caitlin has thoughts.
You know, what about locking Hillary up for the crimes she committed and that Mueller covered up? I mean, we got the FBI emails where Comey said, we're not going to do a criminal investigation. It's fake. You've been cleared. We're going to do a fake investigation. Or where the FBI was trying to cover up the secret tarmac meeting with Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton. Meanwhile, Joy Behar was up there crowing on The View about the fake General Flynn news. You think her audience is going to get a retraction? You think the people watching that? Well, they were so mad. They invited me on The View. I've been on The View before. They invited me on The View this year. I said, no, I'm not going to go. And they said, Whoopi Goldberg goes, he was invited and refused, but don't worry, you'll never be invited back. You think I want to talk to the vegetables? Watch your show. The victims. I want to talk to the amazing men and women of every race, color, and creed that know the truth and want justice and want prosperity and freedom. You just don't get it. It's like Daniel Day-Lewis is getting out of Hollywood. He says it's all a bunch of trash. He doesn't want to be associated with it. Don't you get it? We don't like you. We don't want your red carpets, dumbass. Here's Joy Behar.
Welcome back to the show.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Oh, breaking news. ABC News' Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. Yes!
Yay! Fake news.
That was all staged, too. They come out an hour later. He just came out and did that for dramatic effect.
And you just know if they were arresting me with Nate, they'd be like, kill him, yeah, kill him, put him in prison, get him.
along. He wants a stock market and controlled borders and freedom and doesn't want to shoot cops in the back for no reason. He's a bad person. Meanwhile, just a reminder, Trump is donating his entire presidential salary to government agencies and charities. Latest check goes to Health and Human Services. And he's lost hundreds of millions of dollars of his own company money. Conservatively, it's close to $1 million right now. They're just destroying him. They're harassing every tenant he's got, every golf club member he's got. He's getting FBI visits. God, it's horrible. But he's just moving forward. He decided 3 years ago in Scotland, took a few months off. He said, I know it's going to hurt the family. It's going to hurt me, but it isn't all about money. And he said, I want to do it for the country. He goes, I'm going to go 110%. And I was told that story before it was even in Politico by Roger Stone and then by another person that knows Trump even better. And Trump is on just a messianic mission. Totally committed. He did more campaign stops than any president ever has by like four times, they were saying. And yeah, like on 2 hour sleep for months, he's like yelling, saying, get your asses up. We're getting out there on the tarmac. We're giving another speech. But he yelled at people. He was on a mission. You think George Washington didn't kick some people in the butts or grab them by the scruff of their neck? That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Total commitment. Thank God we got something that virile. And again, I'm a thankful person. People say, he used to be anti-establishment. Well, it was globalist run. And Trump's not perfect, but he's not out to get the country. Coming up, we have a gentleman that was attacked in Boston by the Antifa and really beaten up really bad. And, you know, they almost attacked Owen down at Texas State University. The front page of the paper said, whites are inherently evil and are a genetic mutation and an abomination. And the university agreed. They said whites are inherently bad people and must be gotten rid of. So I'm not kidding. We have the video, people screaming at him, attacking, white people saying you're white, you're evil, just grabbing at him. And it's just like total mental illness. So that video is coming up. Also, the big stuff, you know, North Korea is this evil regime. The globalists propped it up. And I don't want war with North Korea, but they are firing missiles at everybody. And meanwhile, U.S. orders largest ever military drill to simulate war with North Korea. That's up on Infowars.com. Exclusive Pentagon evaluating U.S. West Coast missile defense sites. We got massive news on that front. I haven't even gotten to this news. NFL's Oliver Vernon tells fans, if they don't like him kneeling, don't come to the game. He's paid $80 million. That's his contract for just, what, a couple years. And so they're not going. It's all falling apart. He'll be like Kaepernick with no job soon. I wonder why. Ravens NFL scramble as fans stay home. So it's the Giants. It's the Ravens. It's just all I love it. These SJWs that believe mainstream TV and like think all this take a knee crap is, you know, I'm making $80 million and everybody hates me and nobody likes me and I'm going to eat some worms, big ones, fat ones, little ones, skinny ones. When white people ended slavery worldwide, except in Africa and the Middle East. And then when, you know, comparatively speaking, has one of the cleanest records out there. The barbarism is universal, but just the ridiculousness of this. But they just don't get it. The NFL and the NFL's doubling down. I think it's beautiful. Just totally destroy yourselves. That's all coming up. In the second hour, please tell neighbors, friends, family, you name it, our people at stoplights to listen to us on local radio stations to tune in. Tune into this local radio station you're listening to or Infowars.com/show. And I didn't do new specials. I've been so busy. So free shipping is still there, but it is ending. It's been extended for 3 days. It's ending. Infowarsstore.com. 50% off of many of our best-selling items.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.